Williams scores racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The GT Stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here on an absolutely stunning Thursday night in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds and Mudcats playing technically their second game here today after they wrapped up the completion of the suspended game from last night. Mudcats took that one just about a half hour ago now by a final score of 4-0, pushing the Shorebirds' losing streak now to 7 in a row. Shorebirds having now lost 7 straight for the first time here this season. Or rather, 8 in a row, beg your pardon. Or what number are we at now? Anyways, Shorebirds, they've lost a lot here in the past week. It is at 8 in a row. No, I had it right the first time. As the Shorebirds losing streak extends out to 8. They'll try to break that here today. It's been a long 24 hours, but finally got our head screwed on right. It's Darlin Alcantara on the mound for the Shorebirds making the start here for Delmarva. Alcantara is 0-2 with a 7.20 ERA, making his 6th start, his 8th appearance overall. 20 innings, Alcantara has struck out 13, walked 21, and given up 23 hits. He's 6 foot 380 pounds out of the Dominican Republic. He's on the mound for the Shorebirds. This is the defense behind him. Ishael De Sonson left, Elio Prado's in center, Steven Acevedo over in right, Isaac De Leon at third base, Noalbert Romero at short, Luis Valdez at second, Roberto Martinez at first, and doing the catching is Creed Willems. Henry Mendez digs in to lead it off against Alcantara. Darlin from the first base side of the rubber rocks and fires in his first pitch. Mendez hits a 3-hopper over to third. De Leon in line with the bag gloves and throws across to retire Mendez for the first out of 4. And we had a great talking point about Henry Mendez that I was hoping to slide in, but his return to action, so brief. Mendez had been out for just about a week now after colliding with the right field wall in Fayetteville and had to go to the hospital and missed the past week plus. First pitch home to Robert Moore. Misses down and away for ball 1. Like we said off the top, it is a gorgeous night for baseball. A couple clouds overhead. The sun unobstructed right now. The 1-0, Moore swings and misses. It's 1-1. And absolutely splashing the field with pure sunshine. Just a very comfortable night to take in a ball game. Moore switch hitter bats left. The 1-1. He swings and hits it in the air. Foul ground, third base side. De Leon beyond the coach's box, settles under it and puts it away for the second out of the game. 4 pitches, 2 outs for Darlin Alcantara. Good start for him. Darlin really trying to figure some things out. He's had quite a few highs and quite a few lows this season. One of those highs was against Carolina, picked up his 2nd straight save against them. And it was a very weird outing as he went 2 innings and one point had the tying run at the plate. First pitch to Eric Brown Jr. It's up and in for ball 1. That was about a month ago now back in Zebulon. Alcantara danced around some danger thanks to a double play, fly ball to right. Steven Acevedo threw out a man at the plate. 1-0 fastball is down the middle for strike 1. Just underway here in game 2 today. 2 up, 2 down for Alcantara, facing Eric Brown Jr., the Brewers' first-round pick this season. Right-handed hitter, Alcantara the wind and the pitch. This is down low, ball 2. Shorebirds in their Maryland Pride Thursday jerseys, Maryland flag on the sleeves. Alcantara the wind and the pitch. Fastball just a hair outside for ball 3. White pants, black hats for the home teams. Carolina on the road wearing their road grays. Carolina, or Mudcats rather, in red across the front. Red numbers in the back outlined in black. Gray pants, and they go with the black hangs and lofts it high in the air to shallow center. Prado, the center fielder, coming in. He's calling for it. He's under it, and he puts it away for the final out here on a 1-2-3 first for Darlin Alcantara. Good start for the Birds. On to the last of the first. It's Carolina nothing. Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Burdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. To take in your next Shorebirds game in style, enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Home half of the first, it's Carolina nothing, and Delmarva coming to bat against Edwin Jimenez on the mound for the Mudcats. Jimenez 4-5 with a 4.33 ERA, 14th start, 21st appearance overall. Righty works, Valdez is the first to face him. Switch hitter bats left. First pitch from Jimenez. Valdez takes outside for ball one. Jimenez 6'3", 175 pounds, out of Caracas, Venezuela. Hometown of both Elio Prado and Noelbert Romero. The 1-0. Valdez swings and scalds one into right center field. That's down for a base hit. Center fielder Fernandez cuts it off and throws it back in. Holds Valdez to just a leadoff single. Good start for Valdez and the Shorebirds after getting shut out for the seventh time this season earlier today. Jimenez in 89 and a third innings has struck out 88, walked 36, and now given up 87 hits. Valdez at first, three stolen bases away from setting a new Shorebird single season record. And Albert Romero, the batter in the first pitch home. Romero, a big swing and a miss. Strike one. Romero playing shortstop after having earlier today off. Hitting 228 this season, 642 OPS. Eight homers, 37 driven in. Calls time, steps out, readjusts the batting gloves. Valdez at 58 stolen bases. Top five in the minors, leads the Carolina League by a significant margin. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses high, 1-1. And give Jimenez credit, he's pretty quick to the plate. Very short leg kick, then fires home. Long black sleeves for the pitcher. High black socks as well. Valdez takes his lead. And a throw over to first. Valdez back in safely. Set the defense for you for Carolina. It's Luis Castillo in left. Eduardo Fernandez in center. Jay Savina in right. Yadier Arenamo is over at third. And Robert Moore at short. Eric Brown Jr. at second. And Jesus Chirinos at first. Jose Cibrian does the catching. 1-1. Runner goes. Pitch misses up and in. The throw to second on a hop. And that is in time. Oh, that's beautifully done by Eric Brown Jr., picking the short hop and right into the diving body of Valdez at second. As Luis gets caught for the 12th time this season, he's now 58 for 70, stealing away here in the first. Base is clear, count 2-1 on Romero. And that is the wind and the pitch, and Noelbert fouls it back, 2-2. Calling balls and strikes here in game two, it's Charlie Welling, Jalen Goodman, his crewmate, down the first base line. Two and two on Noelbert Romero. Here it comes. And Romero fouls it back again, went up and out of the strike zone. Stays alive. Jimenez here earlier in the month on the fourth against Kannapolis. Very good outing. 2-2. Romero swings, hits it in the air to deep left center field. Castillo, the left fielder, on the run. He won't get there. The one hops on the warning track and off the wall. Romero trundles into second, standing with a double. Throw hits the cutoff man. And the Shorebirds back-to-back hits here to open the first. Albeit a little bit of a damper thanks to the caught stealing. But Romero at second with the two-base hit. His 13th double of the season. Brings up Michel Desaune. Desaune came into yesterday hitting 244, two homers, 25 driven in, the pitch home. And Desaune fouls it back and out of play. Strike one. Runner at second, one out. Shorebirds have now been shut out over the better part of 2 days. Last time they scored, the fifth inning back on Tuesday. So it's been 13 innings since they last scored. The 0-1, breaking ball up and in. Desaune swings and misses. It's 0-2. Desaune, right-handed batter, a square stance. Legs spread far apart for a wide frame, 6'4", 210. Romero leads away from second, dancing towards third. Here's the pitch, and Desaune fouls it back. 0-2 as Romero slaps his hands together at second. He knew he just missed a chance to potentially steal third. He was menaced through home, but Norber's weight was already going back towards second, thinking that there's no way Jimenez wasn't going to spin and throw. 0-2. This is high. One ball, two strikes. That can be very tough sometimes, that game you play as a base runner, how far away you can get from second, dancing away before the pitcher spins and throws. Obviously, you're tempting fate. 1-2. Desaune lines it out towards right, coming on Avina. He's able to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Good read by Romero. He stays at second. And now two away for the cleanup man, Isaac De Leon. That brings up Isaac De Leon. De Leon had his 11-game hitting streak snapped in technically yesterday's game, the resumption of which finished today. He has Romero out at second. Shorebirds and Mudcats scoreless here in the first. The pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one. Jimenez really likes that curveball. He'll flash it early in the count. Oh, and one on De Leon, right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. It's down and away. Fastball misses. 1-1. Outfield straight away for De Leon. Romero at second leads away. Second baseman Brown holds him tight. The pitch. Breaking ball backs up, but it's on the inside corner. 1-2, and De Leon shaking his head. He didn't think that was on the edge. Isaac, one of the best eyes in the Carolina League. Top five in walks with 65 of them on the season. 1-2 pitch. And De Leon swings, pops it up behind home. Catcher Cibrian gives it a look, and he had just enough room, but he didn't get to the spot in time. Really tough crevice to find for. You're probably not comfortable to get there. It's right where the on-deck circle is for the Mudcats. Right in front of the stands, backstop first base side. And I don't think Cibrian thought he was going to have enough room. So ends up dropping in. De Leon, new life. Romero at second, two outs. No score, bottom one. 1-2 again. And De Leon, a little roller foul behind home. Still 1-2. Shorebirds now on an 8-game losing streak. Longest this season. No longer have company as well from the Rochester Red Wings, who actually snapped their 19-game losing streak yesterday. And before the pitch came home, time was called by the catcher Cibrian. So still 1-2. Don't see that too often where umpire grants time not to the hitter but to the catcher with the pitcher about to come home. Typically it's the hitter trying to mess with the pitcher's timing, but this time friendly fire. Now the 1-2 for real. And De Leon gets a piece of it, smokes it to the backstop. Stays alive. So still 1-2 on De Leon. Romero at second after his one-out double. 2 outs in the first. Jimenez's pitch. And De Leon checked his swing, but ball met bat. He fouls it back. Still 1-2. Remember, this is a 7-inning game following the completion of the suspended game earlier today. So a little bit of a sprint to the finish type of feel in this one. Got on top early, try to hold a lead. 1-2 again. And De Leon fouls back another. Got a hanging breaking ball. Frustrated with himself that he couldn't square it up. Still 1-2 on De Leon. Jimenez rocks and deals, and De Leon a liner into left, falling fast. It's in for a base hit. On a hop, Castillo has it in left. He fires home. Here's Romero, and he swims around the tag. Just ahead of the throw, Romero in with a headlong dive. De Leon ends up at second, and the Shorebirds have a 1-0 lead here in the first. That was a strike from Castillo and left on the fly to Cibrian at the plate. But as he went up the line to receive the throw, Romero just snuck in behind him, got under the tag, and the Shorebirds score for the first time in 13 innings and have themselves a lead. Birds 1, Mudcats nothing here in the first. De Leon took second on the throw. It's now Frederick Benkozman. The DH hits with the runner in scoring position, and he watches the first pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Ben Cosme from the left side. De Leon at second the pitch. And the pitch bounces in. Good backhand pick by the catcher, Cibrian. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ball and a strike on Ben Cosme. Here's the pitch. And Frederick rolls it over. Just foul down the first base line. On the wrong side of the bag. Chirino has fielded it behind the base. So it's 1-2. Then Cosme, a hit earlier today, snapped an 0-for-12 slump that he was in. Now calls time at the plate as he steps in with 2 strikes. Flag blowing out towards right. Infield plays Benkozme to pull. Chokes up on the bat with 2 strikes. Jimenez from the belt, his 1-2. And Benkozme chases up and away, fastball out of the zone. Jimenez strikes him out, but the Shorebirds get a run, 3 hits, an RBI single for Isaac De Leon, leave him at second. On to the second, it's Delmarva 1, Carolina nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card, and lanyard, and Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road to the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Delmarva 1, Carolina nothing after an inning of play here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds with their first run, about 13 innings, their first lead in a couple of days, trying to snap an 8-game losing streak. Mudcats have taken the first two this week. Darlin Alcantara deals to Jace Avina, and the first pitch is dribbled to the backstop for strike one. Avina, Chirinos, and Castillo here in the second for the Mudcats. That's 4, 5, and 6. Right-on-right matchup with Alcantara. Avina crowds the plate and the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Avina, who had 3 homers through his first 2 games with the Mudcats, has been held in the park since. Still 3 homers, 6 driven in through your first 4 games. Definitely a pretty good start. 1-2. Avina swings and misses. Fastball up and in. Alcantara strikes him out. One away here in the second. This looks like a different Darlin Alcantara than what we've become accustomed to here this season for the Shorebirds. A bit more confidence on the mound, pitching with real purpose. One out, nobody on for Jesus Chirinos. Right-handed batter. Had a good game 2 of this series. 2 doubles, 2 driven in. Alcantara the turn and the pitch. Fastball runs away from him up in the zone. Ball 1. Chirinos now 41 driven in, has 10 doubles in the year. Right-handed batter holds the hands high. Alcantara's 1-0. Chirinos swings his little nubber off the end of the bat towards second. Valdez comes into play and throws to first to retire Chirinos on the 4-3 putout for the second out here in the second. 5 up, 5 down for Alcantara so far in this one. That brings up Luis Castillo, the left fielder. Nearly threw out Noelbert Romero at the plate in the last half inning. His throw just a touch late. Left-handed batter, Alcantara deals home. And it's swung on and missed, high fastball. Strike 1. Shorebirds 1, Mudcats nothing, top of the second. 0-1. Castillo chops it foul, first base side, 0-2. Alcantara trying to go 6 up, 6 down through the first 2 innings. His 0-2. Fastball misses inside. He's trying to go outside and ran it back across the plate. 1-2. Darlin, first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals. Right on comes Acevedo, has to play on a hop. Towards the right center gap, he flings it back in. And the first base runner of the game for the Mudcats. It's a 2-out single here in the second for Luis Castillo. Two outs, a man at first for Eduardo Fernandez. Fernandez 0 for 4 in game 2 of the series. Alcantara from the stretch for the first time and his first fastball. This is outside for ball 1. Alcantara gets his sign, feet close together. Hands of the letters, the pitch. Breaking ball, was that foul tipped? It was. Right off of Willem's chest protector. A little check swing from Fernandez. Ball into strike. Connor Grady is due to come on after Alcantara here today. So the Shorebirds should have today's games pretty well covered pitching-wise. 1-1. Slider misses outside in and out of Willem's mitt. Runner not going anywhere from first, though. 2-1. Dylan Hyde went the final 4, scoreless fashion for the Shorebirds earlier today. Allowed two hits, two walks, struck out six. That was a really good outing for Hyde. 2-1 on his way. Fastball, can't get the call off the outside corner. 3-1. On deck, Yadier Arenamo. 8-hole hitter. Three-one offering. Runner goes from first. Pitch swung on and missed. Willems throw to second on the money, and he hoses Castillo. Oh, what a throw from Creed Willems. Able to get Castillo, trying to steal second to end the second. And Alcantara faces the minimum in the frame. On to the last of the second. It's Delmarva 1, Carolina nothing.
Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit stoptextstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Last the second, it's Delmarva 1, Carolina nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on a pristine Thursday night from Salisbury, Maryland. After the pretty rough weather last night, it has just become a gorgeous Thursday night. Elio Prado leads it off for the Birds against Edwin Jimenez here in the second. And the first pitch of the frame is fouled back and out of play. Strike one. Prado, Acevedo, and Martinez. Here in the inning for the Shorebirds, that's 6-7-8. Right-on-right matchup with Jimenez, the pitch home. Elio takes a curveball down and away. Ball one. 1-1 pitch. Prado swings, hits it high in the air to deep left center. Fernandez on the run. Center fielder reaches out and is able to make the play. Oh, that's a nice play by Eduardo Fernandez on the warning track in left center. Prado put a charge into it. But Fernandez, in a park unfamiliar to him, and this is the first time he's actually played center field here in the series as well. Able to know his bearings, how much room he had out there in the gap. Makes a nice play to retire Prado and take away extra bases. Here's Steven Acevedo. One out, nobody on. The pitch. Acevedo swings, ropes it deep into the left field corner, but that hook's foul. Strike one. Acevedo, right-handed batter. One out, nobody on. Shorebirds up a run. Bottom of the second. The pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in. 1-1. Jimenez doesn't even leave the rubber. Gets his sign. 1-1 pitch. Acevedo, a chopper foul into the Shorebirds. Dugout third base side. And I think that's Monte Cohn, who just made the play with the hat. Somebody on the end of the Shorebirds bench able to snag with their hat. There's a glove, 1-2. Acevedo tried to check his swing on a fastball up and in, but he went around. Down on strikes for the second out here in the second. Oh, my God, I have to issue an apology here. That's not Monte Cohn. That's Alfredo Gonzalez, Shorebirds bullpen catcher. Alfredo would absolutely skewer me if he knew that I misidentified him. First pitch is to Roberto Martinez is cut on and missed for strike one. So credit where credit is due, Fredo. It's a heck of a play. 0-1 on Roberto Martinez. Switch hitter batting left, and he takes a fastball down and away for ball one. Roberto is 6, a 7.01 OPS. Two homers, 16 driven in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase down and away. It's 1-2. And Jimenez a strike away from a 1-2-3 second. Shorebirds up a run, bottom of the second. Jimenez the turn and the pitch. And Martinez able to crack one in the air to deep right field. Avina going back, looks up, it's off the wall. Martinez sprints around first. He's on his way to second. And he's there standing with a wall ball double with two outs here in the second. So a two-out double for Roberto Martinez, who all he does against the Mudcats is double. He now has 11 doubles in the season. Six of them have come against the Mudcats. Now Creed Willems batting ninth. Left-handed batter, the pitch. This is outside for ball one. Creed two hits earlier today, including a double off the right field fence. As Martinez at second, two outs. Shorebirds up 1-0. Already four hits off of Jimenez. 1-0. Willems swings and loops it out of play, third base side. Ball and a strike. Creed back behind the plate for today's game, just threw a runner out in the top of the inning. Now trying to bring home a man from second. 1-1. Tried to check his swing, but ball meant bat. Dribbles it behind home plate. One ball, two strikes. Willems chokes up on the bat, squares his stance from the left side. Jimenez the righty deals home. And Willems swings, hits it high in the air to shallow left center. This is falling fast, but the left fielder Castillo gets there and is able to put it away for the final out of the inning. Shorebirds get a two-out double from Roberto Martinez, but strand him out of a 1 Carolina nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the third, it's Delmarva 1, Carolina nothing. Shorebirds with a one-run lead thanks to an Isaac De Leon RBI single back in the first. Darlan Alcantara has faced the minimum through two innings, giving up a hit, but a caught stealing wiped that off the bases to end the second. 7-8-9 due up for the Mudcats. Eduardo Fernandez leads it off. Takes a first pitch breaking ball down and in for ball one. Fernandez was at the plate when Luis Castillo was caught stealing to end the second. Takes a rip of the 1-0 and chops it foul to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Sun starting to go into remission here tonight. The 1-1, Fernandez swings, hits it in the air down the left field line, dropping fast. That's in for a base hit. On a hop, DeSone has it, bobbles it, but Fernandez never stopped running around second or around first, and he's into second with a two-base hit. So leadoff double for Fernandez, just placed that perfectly, dunking it in down the line. That brings up Yadier Arenamo. Arenamo, right-handed batter. Man, at second, nobody out. Mudcats down a run, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. Arenamo sat out the last game on the season. He's 8 for 22 with the Mudcats. Was 1 for 4 back on Tuesday. No extra base hits, one driven in. The pitch. He swings and pops it back and out of play. Strike one. Shorebirds trying to snap an 8-game losing streak. On the Mudcats trying to make it 4 in a row. Fred Nat's already won game one of their twin bill against Augusta. 1-1. Arenamo, a weak tapper just to the left of the mound. De Leon, the third baseman, comes in. Gloves, throws to first. It's off Martinez's glove and behind him. Coming in to score Fernandez. Arenamo stays at first. And the Mudcats have tied the game at one. It'll just be an E5 on De Leon, pulling Martinez off the bag high. Fernandez scores on the play. And the game's tied at one. Still nobody out here in the third. Jose Cibrian, the catcher, stands in. Alcantara's pitch. Fastball is down the middle for strike one. Okay. Two for three, a homer, run driven in, two runs scored. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away. 1-1. The pitch. Down and away. Slider goes straight to the backstop. Up to second goes Arenamo. And Alcantara, a pretty wild pitch. Now a man at second and nobody out and a 2-1 count on Cibrian. Alcantara in his last outing gave up 7 runs, 4 earned against Augusta. 2 1/3 innings, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Also hit a batter. His 2-1. Cibrian hits it on the ground to short. Romero able to glove, looks Arenamo back to second. Throws to first and retires Cibrian for the first out of the inning. So the first out of the inning finally recorded. Arenamo still at second. And now the top of the order, Henry Mendez digs in, the DH. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Last time Mendez actually played was final day, July the 31st. He was 1-for-1 in that game before having to depart with that injury. 1-0 on the outside corner of the fastball, 1-1. Hitting 260 on the season, 4 homers, 33 driven in. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back. 1-2. Mudcats have tied the game at 1. Man at second, 1 out. Alcantara set on the hill. Here's the pitch. And Mendez, an emergency hack, sprays it into the Shorebirds' dugout third base side. Still 1-2. One, two again. Breaking ball misses high. And Mendez sees the count even. Alcantara stares in for the sign. Now comes Sen. Look to second. Now the pitch. And Mendez, a soft liner. That's into right for a base hit. Arenamo gets the wave around third. Acevedo fires a dart to the plate, but it's not in time. Arenamo able to beat it. It was a one-hop strike from Acevedo and right. But Mendez, an RBI single. And the Mudcats claim the lead. It's Carolina 2, Delmarva 1 here in the third. For Mendez, it's his 34th RBI of the season. Brings up Robert Moore. Popped out to third and foul ground his first time up. Switch hitter, bats left. Alcantara deals home. And Moore late on the fastball, swings and misses. Strike one. Shorebird's bullpen starting to activate. Connor Grady is now throwing. Connor atypical as somebody who typically starts 0-1. Moore swings and pops it up again. This time center of the diamond, shortstop Romero calling for it, and he puts it away for the second out of the inning. Connor is more than comfortable coming into a dirty inning, not having to come on clean and start from the windup. He said he actually enjoys coming in when there is a little bit of danger. Forces him to lock in a bit quicker. So two, and Eric Brown Jr., the hitter, flying to center his first time up. The pitch. Fastballs on the outside half for strike one. Mendez at first, he just gave the Mudcats a 2-1 lead. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped, and came off of Willems. Thankfully, he's okay. So a ball and two strikes on Brown. One, two. Brown swings and chops it to third. De Leon backing up on it. It sneaks by him and on into left. Dazon picks it up, throws it back in. That'll be a base hit for Brown. Tough play for De Leon. And there's runners at first and second now with two outs. De Leon caught kind of in between there, having to back up on it. Got that tough in-between hop, a lot of topspin snuck by him. Now Jay Savina, the cleanup man, the pitch. Fastball misses high, ball one. Mudcats have scored twice in the inning, taking a 2-1 lead. Now first and second, two outs for Avina, the pitch. This is down and away for ball two. Avina struck out his first time up. That's the only strikeout in the game so far for Alcantara. Now out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hamacher. With Connor Grady still warming out in the bullpen. This, I imagine, is a pep talk for Alcantara serving, and they continue to get loose out in the Birds bullpen. Should Avina reach, that might be it for Alcantara, who ended up retiring five of the first six that he faced, but here in the third, double error, ground out, single, pop up, single. So the meeting of the mound over. It's 2-0 on Avina, who has serious pop. Alcantara has to be careful. 2-0. Avina, big rip, fouls it back. 2-1. Mendez at second, Brown at first. Mudcats lead it 2-1 over the Shorebirds. Top of the third, still batting. Alcantara's pitch. And Avina smokes it on the ground off the Birds' dugout, third base side. 2-2. Two on, two out. And now the 2-2 to Avina. He swings and misses. Chase the breaking ball down and away in the dirt. Willems fires to first to complete the strikeout and end the inning. But the Mudcats do their damage with a couple of hits. Strand to a board and take the lead 2-1. On to the last of the third here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases After the Game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the third, it's now Carolina 2, Delmarva 1. Delmarva batting with the top of the order, due up, now down a run. First pitch from Edwin Jimenez to Luis Valdez is an off-speed pitch outside for ball one. Valdez singled in the first and then was caught stealing. 1-0 pitch. Valdez a weak swing on a changeup fading down and away. One ball, one strike. Jimenez, first base side of the rubber, winds and turns, and the pitch is fouled back, 1-2. Jimenez kicks the leg and the pitch. Fastball misses up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Connor Grady isn't throwing on the Shorebirds' pen anymore. I'm not sure that means he's ready to. Valdez just gets a piece of it. Takes it to the backstop. Still 2-2, or if that means Alcantara is coming back out for the fourth. Break-even pitch. Valdez swings and misses. Chased a fastball down and away. Jimenez with his third strikeout of the game. And there's one out here in the third. So that brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero doubled and scored his first time up. Shorebirds down a run, bottom of the third, the pitch home. Romero takes down low for ball one. Romero, a hard grounder off the third base bag and down the third base line. All the way into the corner. Romero around first. He's on his way into second. With his second double of the game, the throw back in goes all the way into the center of the diamond. First baseman Chirinos backs it up. Holds Romero just to the double. So second two base hit of the game for Romero there. He's now up to 14 doubles in the season. 24 extra base hits, just one shy of the team lead. Isaac De Leon, who has 25. First pitch to Michel Desson. Fouled back and out of play. Strike one. Desson lined out to right his first time up. Romero out at second, the tying run, bottom of the third. Remember, just a seven-inning game here. 0-1. Desson, a weak tapper foul down the third base side. 0-2. Owen 2 on Desson. Ball up and in. Bends him back to the waist. One ball, two strikes. Shorebirds down 2-1. Bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. And fastball is inside. And Nick Desson trying to jackknife out of the way, but it's still caught him on the hip. So Jimenez, who was ahead on Desson 1-2, inadvertently puts him on with a hit by pitch. And the Shorebirds with men at first and second and one out for Isaac De Leon. Two on, one out for De Leon, an RBI single, his first time up. Takes a rip at the first pitch, lines it down the left field line. That's in for a base hit. It goes to the corner. Romero scores. Desson gets the wave around from third. Throw goes all the way into third, and Desson scores without a play. It's a two-run double for Isaac De Leon. He's responsible for all three runs tonight for the Shorebirds, and the Birds now lead it 3-2. Just kept it fair down the left field line. De Leon somehow didn't hook it enough. Desson, a good jump from first. Two runs come in, and the Shorebirds jump back in front 3-2. Full meeting on the mound for the Mudcats here, the entire infield. Jimenez trying to settle back in. De Leon jumping on the first pitch. Lining it down the left field line for a base hit. Now Frederick Benkozme struck out his first time up. He swings Junior, a nice sliding stop, gets back up, throws to first, and retires Benkozme for the second out here in the third. De Leon goes to third. So that brings up Elio Prado. He flying out to deep left center his first time up. Fernandez in center taking away extra bases from him. First pitch. Fastball up and in. Prado has to hit the deck, drops the bat. Fastball nearly gets him straight in the ear hole. Shorebirds now a one-run lead, 3-2, bottom of the third. De Leon at third, two outs. Here's the pitch from Jimenez. Another fastball gets away from him, and that actually clipped Prado. Second hit batter of the inning. And home plate umpire Charlie Welling will stand between Prado and the mound to make sure that not too much chatter goes on between the two. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach for the Mudcats. That's Drew Thomas. Thomas was ejected back on Tuesday. Back in uniform yesterday, now today. Nobody up out in the Mudcats bullpen right now. Two runs home here in the third for the Shorebirds. After the Mudcats scored two of their own in the top of the third. Shorebirds offense coming to life with six hits off of Edwin Jimenez to this point. And still sniffing for more. First and third, two outs, and Stephen Acevedo the batter. Acevedo struck out his first time up. First and third, 2 outs. Acevedo, hands together at the chest. Here's the pitch. And Acevedo takes a mean rip at a fastball up and in. Comes up empty. Strike one. Shorebirds have taken the lead, now trying to build on it. Up a run. Bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Prado runs from first, and Acevedo pops it up. Right on top of home. Catcher Cibrian loses it. It hit him in fair territory. And it goes to the backstop. De Leon scores. Prado goes to third. And Acevedo safely aboard at first. It'll go down as a single as Cibrian never found the baseball. By the time he did, it hit off his foot in fair territory. A disaster that the Shorebirds have experienced themselves before. This time, they inflicted on the Mudcats. And they now lead it 4-2. Was popped up right on top of the plate. Cibrian never saw it off the bat. And it ended up hitting off of him in fair territory. Carried him to the backstop and a run scored. RBI for Acevedo. Now Roberto Martinez, first pitch. Misses outside for ball one. Shorebirds know exactly what that feels like. Must make it doubly as sweet to actually make the Mudcats feel the same pain. First and third, 2 outs. Martinez doubled his first time up. Jimenez deals home. And Roberto hits it in the air down the left field line. That slices out of play. Strike one. Shorebirds now doubling up the Mudcats, 4-2, bottom of the third. Shorebirds still batting. Here's the pitch. Martinez takes a breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike two. Roberto doesn't even leave the box, and now he does. Calls time. Steps out. Acevedo at first, Prado at third. Two gone. Bottom of the third, Shorebirds up a pair. The pitch, Acevedo runs from first, and Martinez foul tips it at the plate. Maybe bailed out by Acevedo running. Cibrian was getting ready to throw to second instead of being a good squat to be able to receive that foul tip. Jimenez ready again. His 1-2. And Martinez just gets a piece of it. Off the end of the bat to the backstop. One ball, two strikes. Throw over to first, and Acevedo back in with the dive. Bottom of the third, Shorebirds up 4-2. Martinez, who has done so much damage against the Mudcats this season, stands in the pitch. Martinez swings, hits it high in the air to deep right. Avina back on the warning track. He has room and puts it away for the final out of the inning. Shorebirds score 3 times, though. Isaac De Leon, a 2-run double. Steven Acevedo, an RBI single. And after 3 innings in the books, it's Delmarva 4, Carolina 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellman, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action? You can. Thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. We're on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellman on the call, both home and away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Play ball! The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases After the Game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth, it's Delmarva now 4, Carolina 2. Shorebirds respond to the 2s popping up on Mudcats in the top of the third with 3 of their own in the bottom half. And Darlin Alcantara back to work with a lead now. Chirinos, Castillo, and Fernandez due up for the Mudcats, and Alcantara's first pitch breaking ball. This is down away for ball one. So Connor Grady still on high alert out in the bullpen for the Shorebirds, but not throwing anymore. 1-0. Alcantara yanks a fastball down and away. Ball two. Chirinos grounded out to second his first time up. Takes the 2-0 rather, just a little low. 3 balls, no strikes. And Alcantara walks him on 4 pitches. Grady might get up again. The pitch, it's down and away, ball 4. And Alcantara walks Chirinos on 4 pitches, and Connor Grady goes and grabs his glove. First walk that Alcantara is allowed tonight. That brings up Luis Castillo. He lined a single to right his first time up, then was caught stealing to end the second. Left-handed batter. Chirinos at first, nobody out. Shorebirds up 4-2, the pitch. Fastball, doesn't get the call on the inside corner. 1 ball, no strikes. The pitch. This is down low again for ball two. And Alcantara is missed with his first 6 here in the fourth. Chirinos at first, nobody out. The 2-0. Castillo chops it high on the ground to second. Valdez in the short hop picks it, throws to second. 1, relay to first in time. That's a double play. 4-6-3. Exquisitely turned by Luis Valdez and Noelbert Romero. That was a beautiful short hop pick by Valdez at second. A strike to Romero, who rifled it back over to Martinez for the double play. That brings up Eduardo Fernandez, the center fielder. He doubled and scored leading off the third. First pitch from Alcantara is a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1. Shorebirds 4, Mudcats 2, top of the fourth. Nobody on. Alcantara the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. It's 0-2, and Alcantara might end up facing the minimum here in the fourth while throwing as double as many balls as he has strikes. Right now, 6 balls, 3 strikes. Fouls it back. Still 0-2. He missed on the first 6 pitches he threw in the inning. Castillo then chopped into the double play. And now ahead on Fernandez, 0-2. For the turn and the 0-2 again. And Fernandez fouls it back off the top of the press box. Still 2 strikes. O-2 again. Breaking ball misses up and away. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Fernandez from the right side. Alcantara the wind and the pitch. Fastball misses down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The 2-2.
Fernandez swings and misses. Chase tied away. Good heater. Alcantara strikes him out and faces the minimum here in the fourth. A walk, a double play, and nobody left. On to the last of the fourth. It's Delmarva 4, Carolina 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV. Head over to Shorebirds.com, Facebook zone, click on the Shorebirds 2024 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. So Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Play ball!
The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show, and Sunday, August 14th, for the game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Last of the fourth, it's Delmarva leading the Mudcats 4-2. Creed Willems leads it off, and he swings and misses at the first pitch off speed from Edwin Jimenez. Strike one. 9-1 and 2. Due up for the Shorebirds against Jimenez. The pitch. Willems swings. It's a soft liner into center. On comes Fernandez, but he has to play it for on a couple of hops. And Willems with a base hit here to open the fourth. Eighth hit of the game for the Shorebirds off of Edwin Jimenez. Eight hits for the Shorebirds are the most that they've put up in any one game in quite some time. Got to go all the way back to August the 5th. That was last Friday. And they had eight hits. First pitch to Luis Valdez is swung on and missed for strike one. Valdez 1-for-2 tonight. Singled and struck out. Switch hitter bats left. The pitch. Valdez flares it out of play. Left field side. No balls. Two strikes. And Valdez steps in. Now calls time. Willems at first, nobody out. And the 0-2 from Jimenez. Fouled as a chopper towards second. On the third hop, Brown flips to second. One relay to first, not in time. Fouled as able to beat it. Safe at first on the fielder's choice. He ends up replacing Willems now at first. Just another chance for Fouled as to run, though. He was caught stealing back in the first by Jose Cibrian. It was a perfect throw. Good pick by Brown at second. Valdez at 58 stolen bases on the season, two away from tying the Shorebirds single season record. Throw over to first, and Valdez back in with a dive. Romero 2-for-2 tonight. It's doubled both times. Right-handed batter. Jimenez the set and the pitch. Valdez running is running. The pitch is high. The throw to second. It's another good one, and Valdez is out. Valdez caught stealing for the second time tonight. Just like that, there's two outs here in the fourth. And the wait for Valdez to assume the mantle. 1-0. Romero takes down and away for ball two. The Shorebirds' greatest all-time base stealer will have to wait a little bit longer. 2-0. Romero drives in the air, deep right center. Avina on the run. He reaches up and reels it in. That's a fine play by Jace Avina, robbing extra bases from Noelbert Romero. And the Shorebirds end up sending the minimum to the plate here in the fourth. Scoreless frame for the Birds onto the fifth. It's still Delmarva 4, Carolina 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games with our 12-22-game mini-plan. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12-22-game mini-plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games in 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, it's still Delmarva 4 and Carolina 2. Shorebirds make a technet call. The bullpen, Connor Grady replaces Darlan Alcantara. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance, when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. First pitch from Grady to Yadier Arenado. It's on the outside corner for strike one. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Oh, one pitch is punched out of play, first base side. It's 0-2. 8-9-1 due up for the Mudcats against the Shorebirds reliever. Grady, 6-2, 215. Three ERA is 0-2 is high. 1-2. 19th appearance is 8th out of the bullpen. 69 2/3 innings. He's struck out 73, walked 36. 1-2 is down in the dirt for ball 2. Grady has allowed 82 hits, 64 runs, and 46 earned. 8 homers. 18th round pick of the Orioles last year out of Florida State. 2-2. Arenado fouls it back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shorebirds up 4-2. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away. And the count's full. Arenado reached on an error and scored back in the third. 3-2. Arenado shoots it out of play. First base side. Count stays at 3-2. Darlan Alcantara done after 4 innings, allowed 2 runs, 1 earned. 4 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, the 3-2. And Arenado fouls it off again. High in the air, on a play, first base side. Count is still full. Payoff again. And Arenado a chopper to third on the high hop. De Leon has it. Sets his feet, throws across, and Martinez drops it. It's an error on Martinez, the Shorebirds' second error of the game. And it's a brutal one here to open the fifth. Brings up Jose Cibrian. Grounded to short his first time up. Right-handed batter hitting ninth. Brady's pitch. Fastball misses down and away at 91. One ball, no strikes. Cibrian's. One ball, one strike. Arenamo leads away from first. Here's the pitch. And Cibrian punches it in the air to left center. Long run for Prado. He won't get there. Falls in on a hop. Prado fields, fires it back into second. First to third goes Arenamo. And Cibrian aboard at first with a single. First and third, nobody out here in the fifth. So now the Shorebirds in a real pickle. Lead it by 2-4-2, top of the fifth, but men at the corners, nobody out. And the first pitch to Hendry Mendez is on the outside corner for strike one. Grady has seen the Mudcats twice this season. Made a two-start week against them back in Zebulon. Threw pretty well. 0-1. Mendez takes just off the inside corner. 1-1. Grady set at the belt. His 1-1. Change up, misses down and away. Two balls, one strike. Shorebirds trying to snap an 8-game losing streak. Lead it 4-2, but they have experienced heartbreak here in the past week. Today, just a 7-inning game, but last week, an 8-run eighth to Augusta. 2-1. Mendez, a high chopper to first. Martinez grabs it, steps on the bag for one, throws to second. Romero can't grab it, and it's on into left. Getting up off the deck, Cibrian, he races for third. A run comes in to score. One out recorded on the play. It's now 4-3, and Delmarva leads with a man at third and one out. That throw's on the money. That's easily a double play. But instead, Cibrian goes all the way to third. Mendez gets credit for the RBI on the ground out. And that brings up Robert Moore. Shorebird's infield has to come in. First pitch. Grady just misses outside for ball one. Moore has popped up twice, once to third, once to short. Infield in, tying run at third, the pitch. Moore takes a breaking ball. Outside corner, strike one. Grady working briskly, set at the belt the pitch, and Moore rolls it just foul down the first base line. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch, and Moore ropes it just foul down the first base line. Would have been extra bases, but just a touch out in front. Count remains at 1-2. Grady already had 20 pitches out of the bullpen. Tying run at third, one out. The pitch. And Moore hits a little roller back up the middle under the glove of Valdez and on into right center, a base hit. Moore flying around first. He's trying for two. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Cibrian scores from third. Moore hustles into second. And the Mudcats have come back to tie it at four here in the fifth. It's a double for Moore, a hustle one. And now Eric Brown Jr. digs in. Cibrian scores from third. Wasn't running on contact either. Valdez fields that baseball. Chance for an out, the pitch. Brown swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Strike one. It's now tied at four. Mudcats had a 2-1 lead for not even a half inning. Back in the third. Now have tied it at four, the pitch. Brown swings and pokes it in the air to shallow left. DeZone coming on. He's under it. He makes the catch for the second down of the inning. So two outs and a runner at second. That's the go-ahead run for Carolina. Jace Avina, the batter, in the first pitch, he swings and misses. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Strike one. Mudcats with two here in the fifth have tied it at four. Still more out at second. Great speed. The go-ahead run. Avina at the plate, the pitch. He swings and misses. Strike two. Brady able to sneak a slider by him. Oh, 2. Avina swings and misses, but the pitch gets away from Willems to the backstop. Moore goes to third. Avina safe at first without a play. And the inning continues. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong for the Shorebirds here in the fifth. First strikeout of the game for Grady. Not that that's much consolation. Moore goes to third. Avina safe at first, and that pitch Grady against Jesus Chirinos, who homered twice off of him in Zebulon. Game on the line. Tied at four, top of the fifth. The pitch. And Chirinos hits it in the air to right shallow. Acevedo, a late break, comes flying in and is able to put it away for the final out of the inning. Mudcats score twice, though, capitalizing on a couple of Shorebirds' errors, a couple of hits. On to the last of the fifth. It's tied at four now between the Birds and the Mudcats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Brand new ball game. It's tied at four between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Bottom of the fifth. Carolina with two in the top of the frame. Tie things up in the first pitch to Mishael DeZone from Edwin Jimenez. This is up and in for ball one. Jimenez comes back out now at 74 pitches through four-plus innings. The 1-0. DeZone rolls on the ground to third. A shuffle step to his left. Arenamo picks it, throws to first, and retires DeZone for the first out here in the fifth. So one out, nobody on for Isaac De Leon. Getting loose out in the Mudcats bullpen is Leone De La Cruz, left-handed pitcher. He gave up one in the first, three in the third, then threw a scoreless fourth and second. Here's Isaac De Leon, the first pitch. De Leon swings and fouls it back and out of play. Strike one. De Leon is responsible for three of the four runs scored today for the Shorebirds. RBI single in the first, a two-run double in the third. And then as the wind and the 0-1. De Leon swings and misses, 0-2. Jimenez kicks and deals, 0-2. De Leon ropes it to short and on into left for a base hit. High and out of the reach of the shortstop, Moore. And De Leon, his third hit of the game. Line drive single to left. Shorebirds now have the go-ahead run at first with one out here in the fifth. Now it's Frederick Benkozme's turn to hit. Benkozme 0-2 so far in this one. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Benkozme shows bunt, tries to drag it, and misses. Strike one. De Leon at first, the go-ahead run, bottom of the fifth. It's a seven-inning game tonight. 0-1. Benkozme takes up and away. Ball one. Had the completion of the suspended game earlier today, Shorebirds were shut out 4-0. Their eighth straight loss. 1-1. Benkozme takes a change up, down and away. Two balls, one strike. Middle infield at double play depth for the Mudcats. De Leon leads away from first. Here's the pitch. Benkozme takes 3-1. Pitch. De Leon runs and Benkozme takes up and away for ball four. And the Shorebirds now with the go-ahead run out in scoring position. De Leon up to second on the walk, and out to the mound goes the Mudcats manager, Victor Estevez. And that looks like it's going to be all for Edwin Jimenez tonight. Claps his hands together, asks for the baseball from Jimenez. And we have a tech night call of the bullpen. Leone De La Cruz is coming on for the Mudcats. We'll go ahead, take a break, be back in a minute. Shorebirds and Mudcats tied at four here in the fifth, but Birds with two on, one out. Back in a second here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Still in the last of the fifth, it's tied at four between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Technet called bullpen brings on Leone De La Cruz to replace Edwin Jimenez. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva Technet repair shop. Go on technetprofessional.com to locate a Technet Professional repair shop near you. Jimenez goes 4 1/3 innings. Right now has allowed 4 runs on 9 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, but is responsible for the runners at first and second, so his name not off the hook yet as far as a loss is concerned. Elio Prado, the first to face De La Cruz, the left-handed pitcher, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds in the first pitch, is breaking ball down and in. Ball one. De La Cruz making just his third outing with the Mudcats. No record. Over four innings has allowed one run, two hits, four walks, six strikeouts. Set above the belt, the pitch. And Prado takes a fastball down and in. Ball two. First and second, one out. Shorebirds and Mudcats tied at four. Prado 0 for 1 tonight, the pitch. And he takes a fastball on the inside corner. Strike one. De Leon leads away from second, Ben Cosme from first, the pitch. And Prado takes a called strike on a breaking ball. Down and in. Two and two. The 2-2. Prado takes a called strike three. Fastball in the inside corner. Prado thought it was off the edge, and he bickers back and forth with Welling about it. Getting. So it's up to Steven Acevedo now. Tied at four between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Bottom of the fifth. Seven-inning game. Acevedo the batter. He's one for two. Taking off for third, De Leon. Nobody ever saw him. As the pitch comes home, it misses outside. And De Leon takes third without a play. De Leon with his fifth stolen base of the season. Runners at the corners, two outs. Acevedo popped up to home plate his last time up, but it fell in, allowing a run to score. 1-0. Acevedo shoots it out of play. Right field side up into the picnic deck. One ball, one strike. Shorebirds on an eight-game losing streak. Looney, two-run lead tonight, the 1-1. This is up and away for ball two. Trying to come right back after giving up two runs in the top of the inning and reclaim the lead. De Leon at third, Ben Cosme at first. Acevedo the batter. De La Cruz on the mound, looks at first, now deals. And Acevedo takes, it's down low. Ball three. Acevedo from the right side, spread out stance. The 3-1. Acevedo swings and hits it high in the air, deep left field. Castillo back to the warning track. It'll hold up for him, though, and he puts it away. For the final out of the inning, Acevedo got under it a ton. And it holds up in the night's fifth. Shorebirds leave a pair aboard. On to the sixth. Still tied at four between the Birds and the Cats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style?
Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the sixth from Purdue Stadium. It's tied at four between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Mudcats at the plate. 6-7-8 due up against Connor Grady. Had a rough first inning out of the bullpen. His first pitch to Luis Castillo. This is down and away for ball one. Not all his own doing. A couple of errors in the third, bringing home a couple of runs and tying the game at four. He works from the stretch with nobody on, and his 1-0 is popped up to go out. Gets called off by the left fielder, DeSone, who comes trucking in to put it away for the first out of the inning. Brings up Eduardo Fernandez. 1-for-2, a double and a run scored back in the third. Shorebirds have dropped 8 in a row. Mudcats have now won 4 in a row. And the first pitch to Fernandez is a little high for ball one. 7-inning game following the completion of the suspended game earlier today. Grady from the stretch of the pitch, and Fernandez pops it back and out of play. 1-1. One pitch. Grady fires breaking ball in the inside corner. It's 1-2. Last time Connor threw was actually Tuesday before last, that first game of the series against Augusta. It's not a particularly good start for Connor. 1-2. Fernandez swings, lofts it high in the air to left center. Prado and DeSone converge. It's the center fielder to make the call and the catch for the second out of the inning. And then his start on Sunday, he got scratched, and that's what brought Harold Arias to Delmarva to throw that game. Grady working out of the pen today. 2-up, 2-down here in the top of the sixth. Got Arenamo, now the batter in the first pitch. He takes down and away for ball one. Arenamo started the rally last inning, reaching on an error. So for two tonight, but he's reached on two errors and scored twice. The 1-0 is a one-hop liner to short. Romero backing up on it, fields, throws to first, and retires Arenamo. The strong play to end the inning. A quick 1-2-3 frame for Connor Grady. On to the last, the Santa Mudcats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Kids Club presented by Magic Jack's Water Park is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
so many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home half of the sixth, it's Carolina 4 and Delmarva 4. Roberto Martinez leads it off against Leone De La Cruz and swings and misses for strike one. De La Cruz got the final 2 outs in the fifth without much fuss, a strikeout and a flyout, 0-1, Martinez 2. And finished the line on Edwin Jimenez, who gave up 4 runs over 4 1/3 innings. Tied at 4, Shorebirds trying to take the lead before we go to the final inning. The pitch, fastball misses up and in. 1-2. 8-9-1, due up for the Birds against De La Cruz. Left-handed reliever. Works from the third base side of the rubber. Into his line, the 1-2. Breaking ball inside, and that got Martinez. Sounded like it deflected off his hand and then off his jaw. He might have gotten up under his chin. Thankfully, he's okay. That's the third hit batter for the Shorebirds here in just 5-plus innings. So the Shorebirds have the go-ahead run aboard to start the bottom of the sixth. Willems, the nine-hole hitter, stands in. Creed is 1-for-2 today. Open stands from the left side. Throw over to first, and Martinez belly flops back to the bag. De La Cruz leans in for his sign. Straightens up, comes set. Flag still out in center of the pitch, and Willems rifles it through the whole right side and on into right of base hit. Martinez up to second. He stops there, and Willems aboard at first. With a base hit, his second of the day. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Creed Willems. So now the top of the order in Luis Valdez. And if the Shorebirds never thought about dropping down a sack bunt, now is probably the most logical time, just given Valdez's ability to bunt and his speed. Corners play in, they expected. At 4, bottom of the 6th. Here's the pitch, but first, time called. And it's pitch clock violation. De La Cruz didn't fire home in time. It's ball 1. Wonder if that changes the calculus at all now for Valdez. 1-0 pitch. Valdez swings and fouls it back. 1-1. Valdez 1-for-3 today. Switch hitter bats right. The pitch. Valdez swings and ropes it just foul. Down the third baseline of the ground. Now down in the count 1-2. Shorebirds trying to avoid a 9th consecutive loss. They haven't won at home in a month. Chance to take the lead away. The 1-2, it's down and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Martinez at second, the go-ahead run. Willems also at first. 4-all to score, bottom of the 6th. The pitch. Valdez takes down and away. 2-2. On deck, Noelbert Romero. For now, it's Valdez and De La Cruz. The lefty set. Down the hill, the pitch. And Valdez pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Chirinos in front of the Mudcats dugout is able to make the catch for the first out of the inning. So that brings up Noelbert Romero. Still first and second, now one out. Shorebirds and Mud. First pitch. Romero takes low. Ball one. Romero from the right side, the pitch home. And the breaking ball misses in. 2-0. Romero has doubled twice today. Scored both times. Now trying to drive in a run. Give the Birds the lead. The pitch. Romero swings at a soft liner into right center. That's down for a base hit. Martinez flies around third. He comes in to score, and the Shorebirds have the lead. Now Albert Romero, an RBI single into right center. And it's Delmarva 5 and Carolina 4 here in the bottom of the fifth. Willems ends up at third on the play. Romero safely aboard at first. A three-hit game, and the Shorebirds back in front by a run. Now can the Shorebirds get some insurance? First and third, one out. Michel Desone, the batter, the pitch. And Desone takes a fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. 5-4 Delmarva, bottom of the sixth. Seven-inning game. The pitch. Desone swings, hits it high in the air to right. Avina started back, now towards the line he comes in, he makes the catch. Willems tags from third, the throw from Avina in right is cut off. Willems scores without a play, standing up, and the Shorebirds do get an insurance run. It's Delmarva 6, Carolina 4 here in the sixth. For Desone, it's his 26th RBI of the season. Romero. Now two outs, and Isaac De Leon comes up. For Romero, by the way, that was his 38th RBI of the season. Here's De Leon, 3-for-3, the pitch. Fastball on the outside half for strike one. De Leon, an RBI single in the first, two-run double in the third, and then a single and a stolen base in the fifth. Takes an 0-1 slider at the top of the zone. He thought it was high. 0-2. Romero at first, two outs. It's now 6-4 Delmarva, bottom of the sixth. The pitch. De Leon swings and misses. He's down on strikes. And that's how the inning comes to an end. But the Shorebirds score twice to take the lead. RBI single for Noelbert Romero and then Michel Desone. A sack fly. On to the seventh, Shorebirds 3 outs away from the win. It's Delmarva 6, Carolina 4, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your little league team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Since it's an available game, your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait, text, and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
2-run lead for the Shorebirds as we start the top of the seventh, final frame tonight. After the suspended game earlier, this one just a 7-inning contest, and the Shorebirds 3 outs away from a win. Delmarva 6, Carolina 4. Connor Grady's first pitch breaking ball to Jose Cibrian. This is down and away for ball 1. 9-1 and 2 due up for the Mudcats. Down to their final 3 outs, the 1-0. Cibrian swings and misses through a high fastball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Grady threw a 1-2-3-6. Stays on for the 7th. Trying to pick up the win, the 1-1. Cibrian, a liner to first in by Martinez and on into right, a base hit. Cibrian with his second hit of the day, both of them off of Grady. He's 2-for-3. And the Mudcats bring the tying run to the plate immediately here in the 7th. Top of the order now, it's Henry Mendez. He's had a good return to the lineup, 1-for-3. The pitch. This is down and away for ball 1. Stripped in 2 runs as well as last time with an RBI ground out. Left-handed batter. The pitch. He swings. It's a one-hopper to short. Romero grabs it, goes to second himself, on to first for a double play. Nicely done by Noel, but Romero, no panic, no rush, a 6-3, easy as you like, double play. And just like that, the Mudcats are down to their final out. And the Shorebirds now away from snapping their 8-game losing streak. Robert Moore, their final hurdle. 1-for-3, switch hitter, bats left, the pitch. Takes a fastball to Shorebirds, 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. Mudcats, 4 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. First pitch, or 1-0 rather, Moore swings and misses. 1-1, I should have said, Carolina, no errors. Nonetheless, Shorebirds up 6-4. 2 outs, nobody on the pitch. Moore swings, it's a soft liner back up the middle and into center. A base hit. Moore safely aboard with his second hit of the game. And the Mudcats will have a couple more chances, or at least one. But it's Eric Brown Jr. who Grady has to contend with. Brown homered back on Tuesday, his first professional long ball. 1-for-3 today with a single. Red-handed batter, the pitch. He swings, breaks his bat on a soft number up the first base side. That's foul. Strike 1. His bat just split in half. Right up the barrel. Sheathes his sword. And we'll go and get a new bat. So a little bit of drama here to finish. Shorebirds up 6-4. But the Mudcats with the tying run at the plate. In the form of this year's first-round pick for the Milwaukee Brewers. Right-handed batter, feet close together. And now he calls time. Grady, the righty, comes set on the hill. Moore at first, the pitch. And it's down in the dirt, blocked by Willems. 1-1. Grady turns and comes set. Leg kick, the pitch. Breaking ball, misses down and in. 2-1. Moore leads away from first. The 2-1. Brown swings. It's a soft tapper towards third. De Leon charges in gloves. Throws a cloth in time to retire Brown. And that's the ball game. Shorebirds win it 6-4 in the 8-game losing streak. Comes to an end. Delmarva with 2 in the last of the 6th take this one over the Mudcats. Noel Romero, the game-winning hit and RBI single. Michel Desson provides the insurance. And Connor Grady is able to retire the Mudcats in the 7th, stranding the tying run of the play. Your final score tonight is the Carolina Mudcats 4 and Delmarva Shorebirds 6. Birds with a 6-4 win here to snap their losing streak. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Your final score is the Birds 6 and the Mudcats 4. Post-game show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds with a 6-4 win here over the Carolina Mudcats in game two of our quasi-doubleheader today after getting shut out 4-0 in the first one. Let's go ahead and walk you through how this happened today, because we have to actually walk you through about 24 hours worth of baseball. Yesterday, Mudcats and Shorebirds began game two of their series. They didn't get through it, though. Mudcats had a 4-0 lead at the end of 4.5 when rains came. Suspended play, and we picked that up earlier today. Mudcats, well, they had already done all the scoring in the game. We didn't have any scoring once we started playing again. RBI doubles for Jesus Chirinos. He had two of them, and then a two-run double for Robert Moore was the only score in the game. Mudcats and Shorebirds, once they resume today, nothing but zeros up on the board as the Mudcats won that one 4-0. Bit more action in game two. Shorebirds scored first in the first inning here in game two. RBI single for Isaac DeLeon. In the second, Mudcats claimed the lead right back. RBI single for Hendry Mendez. And an error at third inning for the Mudcats, giving them a 2-1 lead. It was short-lived, though. Isaac DeLeon, a two-run double, and then Steven Acevedo, an RBI single, made it 4-2. Mudcats tied it up, though, in the fifth. An error allowed a run to score on a ground out before a double from Robert Moore tied the game up at 4-all. Shorebirds, though, took the lead for good in the last of the sixth. RBI single for Noel Romero, followed by a sac fly for Michael DeSone. Made it 6-4, and then Connor Grady left the tying run at the plate in the ninth. Hold on for the win for Delmarva. Final line score in this one for the Shorebirds. It's 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. They strand 7. Carolina, 4 hits, 8 runs, no errors. They strand 5. Connor Grady is the winning pitcher. He improves to 5-8. The 5 wins are the most for a Shorebirds pitcher this season. Grady goes 3 innings, allows 2 runs, 1 earned on 4 hits, no walks, 1 strikeout out of the bullpen. Well, Leone De La Cruz takes a loss for the Mudcats. He falls to 0-1. De La Cruz goes 1 inning and 2/3, allows 2 runs on 2 hits, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. Started this one at 7:04. We finished it at 8:59. Time of game, 1 hour and 54 minutes, in front of 1,240 here on Thursday night from Purdue Stadium. With the win, the Shorebirds improved to 35-69 in the season. They are 14-25 in the second half, and now 16-34 at home, and their 8-game losing streak is snapped. Carolina, they fall to 54-51 in the season, now 20-19 in the second half, 21-30 on the road, and their 4-game winning streak comes to a close. Let's go ahead and look at some out-of-town scores here real quick. The Orioles have just tied it up against the Boston Red Sox after trailing 3-0 after 3. Taron Vavra, a 2-run triple, then Austin Hayes, an infield single, scores Vavra and ties the game at 3. Right now that game's in the bottom of the 6th. Other Birdland scores for you. Bowie looking to avoid third straight loss. They lead Akron right now. It's in the top of the 9th from Akron. Hudson Valley leads Aberdeen 3-2 in the bottom of the 6th. And Norfolk, they've already gone final against Rochester. They played earlier today. Rochester, a 5-4 win over Norfolk, but Jordan Westberg, his 9th homer of the season up at AAA. Carolina League scores for you. Augusta Fredericksburg playing a twin bill. Fred Nats took game 1, 8-2, the final score. Game 2 right now, it's Augusta 4 and Fredericksburg 1. Salem beating up on Kannapolis 10-1 right now in Kannapolis. Myrtle Beach and Columbia tied at 1 at the top of the 8th from Myrtle Beach. Down East leads Fayetteville 2-1. Down in Fayetteville, well, Lynchburg and Charleston were postponed. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch, as always on Friday night. Juan de los Santos on the mound for the Shorebirds. He's 2-9 with a 4.30 ERA. Alexander Velasillo on the mound for the Mudcats. He's 0-1 with a 135 ERA. Checked my eyes a couple of times on that one. He's on the mound for the Mudcats. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's games. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final scores from today. Shorebirds drop game 1, the resumed game 4-0, but take game 2, a final of 6-4, snapping their 8-game losing streak. So until tomorrow, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.